Janavalava Girivardhari. Saudanandana Prajajana Ranjana Saudanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari
Gopi Janna Vallabha
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Saudanandana Prajajana Ranjana Saudanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai All glories to the temple of the Godverse, the temple of the Godverse, the temple of the Godverse, the temple of the Godverse. Is it 131 and 140? Not 139 and 140? I thought it was 2 verses long. 39:40. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, text 139 and 140. Text 139. Ramananda Haite Purnananda Krishna Guna Ati Eva Karsaye Atma Tam Ramiramana. The transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna are completely blissful and relishable. Consequently, Lord Krishna's qualities attract even the minds of self-realized persons from the bliss of self-realization. Text 140. Atmaramasya Munayo.
Atmaramasya Munayo.
Nirgrantha Apyarukrame.
Nirgrantha Apyarukrame.
Kurvantya Haitikim Bhaktim.
Kurvantya Haitikim.
Ittam Bhuta Guna Hari.
Ittam Bhuta Guna Hari.
Atmaramasya Munayo.
Atmaramasya Munayo.
Granta Apya Rukrame.
Granta Apya Rukrame.
Kurvanti Ahayati Kim Bhaktim.
Kurvanti Ahayati Kim Bhaktim.
Iptam Bhuta Gunahari.
Iptam Bhuta Gunahari.
Atma Ramasta Munayo.
Atma Ramasta Munayo.
Nirgranta Apya Rukrame.
Nirgranta Apya Rukrame.
Kurvanti Ahayati Kim Bhaktim.
Kurvanti Ahayati Kim Bhaktim.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari. Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Nirgranta Api Guru Krame.
Nirgranta Api Guru Krame.
Kurvanti Ahetu Kim Bhaktim.
Kurvanti Ahetu Kim Bhaktim.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari.
Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Nirgranta Api Guru Krame.
Nirgranta Api Guru Krame. Kurvanti Ahayati Kim Bhaktim.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari.
Ittam Bhuta Gunahari.
Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Atma Ramasya Munayo.
Nirgranta Api
Rukrame.
Kurvanti
Ahayati Kim Bhaktim. Ittam Bhuta Gunahari. Anyone else? Oh, everybody too. Okay. Atma Arama. Persons who take pleasure in being transcendentally situated in the service of the Lord.
Persons who take pleasure in being transcendentally situated in the service of the Lord.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Munaya. Great saintly persons who have completely rejected material aspirations.
Great saintly persons who have completely rejected
material aspirations, fruit of activities, and so forth. Nirgranta.
Nirgranta.
Without interest in any material desire.
Without interest in any material desire.
Api.
Api.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Urukrame. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, whose activities are wonderful. Kurvanti. Do. Ahaitikim. Causeless or without material desires. Bhaktim.
Devotional service.
Ittam Bhuta. So wonderful as to attract the attention of the self-satisfied. Gunaha, who has transcendental qualities. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakurunilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tatati Sapadam Tukam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Jinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvase Sashunyavadi Pashchatya Rishatarani Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadhi Gaurabhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Atmarama Samuniyo, Nirgranta Apya Rukrame, Purvantya Haitkim Bhaktim, Iktam Bhuta Juno Hari. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. So there's no purport here, but this verse was actually a very well-celebrated verse. This verse is, comes initially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th chapter of the first canto, in describing Shukadev Goswami. Shonaka Rishi inquired from Shukadev Goswami that how is it possible that this Shukadev Goswami, he was situated in transcendence from his appearance in this world, and how is it that he became attracted to the Srimad Bhagavatam? So this was Sutta Goswami's reply. And this verse was also explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, he requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Jagannath Puri, he was taken to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had no idea of the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being a very great scholar, he told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're a very young sannyasi, so you should learn Vedanta, and I will explain it to you, because he was very puffed up being a very big scholar. So he taught this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught him for 7 days, and like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened for 7 days. And Sarvabhauma inquired him, why are you not making any questions, any replies, are you understanding everything? He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understand the sutras very nicely, but your explanations are very bewildering. It's not comprehensible. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that, he told that this explanations of Shankaracharya are not very proper. He quoted one verse, Mayavadam asach chaskam prachanam bodham uttate mayaiva vihitan devi kalo brahmanamurtisman. From the Puranas it says Lord Shiva, speaking to his consort Durga, said, in the age of Kali, I shall take the form of a Brahmin and explain the Vedas through false scriptures in an atheistic way, similar to the Buddhist philosophy. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard this, he was very astonished, and he said, how is this? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be astonished, because devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest perfection of human activity. And then he quoted this verse, Atmarama verse, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, could you please explain this verse to me? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, first you explain it to me, and then I'll try to do. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being a very big scholar, he explained this verse in 9 different ways. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to explain it. How many different ways to Sarvabhauma?
18.
18 to Sarvabhauma. And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary person. He had been previously, given hints by his, his brother-in-law? Gopinath Acharya? Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, and he told Sarvabhauma that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sarvabhauma, he didn't believe it at first, but after he heard these explanations of this verse, he became convinced. So this verse is a very important verse. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice purport. We'd like to read what Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse in the 7th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. His purport is as follows. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this Atmarama Shloka very vividly before his chief devotee Srila Sanatan Goswami. That came later on after when Sanatan Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I heard that you explained this verse so many ways to Sarvabhauma. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to explain it to Sanatana Goswami. So back to the purport. He points out 11 factors in the shloka, namely Atmarama, Munaya, Nirgrantha, Api, Cha, Urukrama, Kurvanti, Ahaitikim, Paktim, Itam Bhuta Guna, and number 11, Hari. According to the Vishnu Prakash Sanskrit dictionary, there are 7 synonyms for the word Atma, which are as follows. 1. Brahman, the absolute truth. 2. Body. 3. Mind. 4. Endeavor. 5. Endurance. 6. Intelligence. And 7. Personal habits. The word munya refers to those who are thoughtful, those who are grave and silent, ascetics, the persistent, mendicants, sages, and saints. 7. The word nirgrantha conveys these ideas. One who is liberated from nescience, and one who has no connection with scriptural injunctions. That is, one who is freed from the obligation of the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures like ethics, Vedas, philosophy, psychology, and metaphysics. In other words, the fools, illiterate, urchins, etc., who have no connection with regulative principles. And it also refers to the capitalist and also one who is penniless. According to the Shabdakosh dictionary, the affix ni is used in the sense of 1. Certainty, counting, building, and number 4, forbiddance. And the word grantha is used in the sense of wealth, thesis, vocabulary, etc. The word urukrama means the one whose activities are glorious. Krama means step. This word urukrama specifically indicates the Lord's incarnation as Vamana, who covered the whole universe by immeasurable steps. Lord Vishnu is powerful, and his activities are so glorious that he has created the spiritual world by his internal potency and the material world by his external potency. By his all-pervading features, he is everywhere present as the Supreme Truth. And in his personal feature, he was always present in his transcendental abode of Goloka Vrindavan, where he displays his transcendental pastimes in all variegatedness. His activities cannot be compared to anyone else's, and therefore the word urukrama is just applicable to him only. According to Sanskrit verbal arrangement, purvanti refers to doing things for someone else. Therefore, it means the Atmaramas render devotional service unto the Lord, not for personal interest, but for the pleasure of the Lord, Urukrama. Hetu means causes. There are many causes for one's sense satisfaction, and they can be chiefly classified as material enjoyment, mystic powers, and liberation, which are generally desired by progressive persons. As far as material enjoyments are concerned, they are innumerable, and the materialists are eager to increase them more and more because they are under the illusory energy. There is no end to the list of material enjoyments, nor can anyone in the material universe have all of them. As far as the mystic powers are concerned, they are eight in all, such as to become minutest in form, to become weightless, to have anything one desires, to lord it over the material nature, to control over living entities, to throw earthly globes in outer space, etc. These mystic powers are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The forms of liberation are five in number. Therefore, unalloyed devotion means service to the Lord without desire for the above-mentioned personal benefits. And the powerful personality of Godhead Sri Krishna can be fully satisfied by such unalloyed devotees free from all sorts of desires for personal benefit. Unalloyed devotional service to the Lord progresses in different stages. Practice of devotional service in the material field is of 81 different qualities, and above such qualities is the transcendental practice of devotional service, which is one and is called sadhana bhakti. When unalloyed practice of sadhana bhakti is matured into transcendental love for the Lord, the transcendental loving service of the Lord begins gradually developing into nine progressive stages of loving service under the headings of attachment, love, affection, feelings, affinity, adherence, following, ecstasy, and intense feelings of separation. The attachment of an inactive devotee develops up to the stage of transcendental love of God. Attachment of an active servitor develops up to the stage of adherence, and that for a friendly devotee develops up to the stage of following, and the same is also the case for the parental devotees. Devotees in conjugal love develop ecstasy up to the stage of intense feelings of separation. These are some of the features of unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. According to the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, the import of the word Gitam Bhuta is complete bliss. Transcendental bliss in the realization of impersonal Brahman becomes comparable to the scanty water contained in the pit made by a cow's hoof. It is nothing compared with the ocean of bliss of the vision of the personality of Godhead. The personal form of Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive that it comprehends all attraction, all bliss, and all tastes, rasas. These attractions are so strong that no one wants to exchange them for material enjoyment, mystic powers, and liberation. There is no need of logical arguments in support of the statement, but out of one's own nature, one becomes attracted by the qualities of Lord Sri Krishna. We must know for certain that the qualities of the Lord have nothing to do with mundane qualities. All of them are full of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. There are innumerable qualities of the Lord, and one is attracted by one quality, while another is attracted by another. Great sages, such as the four bachelor devotees, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar, were attracted by the fragrance of flowers and tulsi leaves anointed with the pulp of sandalwood offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami was already situated in the liberated state, yet he was attracted by the pastimes of the Lord. This proves that the quality of his pastimes has nothing to do with material affinity. Similarly, the young cowherd damsels were attracted by the bodily features of the Lord, and Rukmini was attracted by hearing about the glories of the Lord. Lord Krishna attracts even the minds of the goddess of fortune. He attracts, in special cases, the minds of all young girls. He attracts the minds of the elderly ladies by parental affection. He attracts the minds of the male in the humors of servitude and friendship. The word Hari conveys various meanings, but the chief import of the word is that he, the Lord, vanquishes everything inauspicious and takes away the mind of the devotee by awarding pure transcendental love. By remembering the Lord in acute distress, one can be free from all varieties of miseries and anxieties. Gradually, the Lord vanquishes all obstacles on the path of devotional service of pure devotees, and the result of 9 devotional activities, such as hearing and chanting, becomes manifested. By his personal features and transcendental attributes, the Lord tracks all psychological activities of a pure devotee. Such is the attractive power of Lord Krishna. The attraction is so powerful that a pure devotee never hankers for any one of the 4 principles of religion. These are the attractive features of the transcendental attributes of the Lord. And adding to this the words api and cha, one can increase the imports unlimitedly. According to Sanskrit grammar, there are 7 synonyms for the word api. So by interpreting each and every word of this shloka, one can see unlimited numbers of transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna that attract the mind of a pure devotee. So that is the purport by Srila Prabhupada of this verse. We have to take Srila Prabhupada's guidance in all this stuff. This verse was again explained to Srila Sanatan Goswami, and that explanation covers the whole chapter in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Madhya chapter 24, 61 explanations of the Atmarama verse. So generally this verse, Atmarama, is understood, we're giving, Srila Prabhupada mentioned these 2 personalities, Shukadeva Goswami and the 4 Kumaras, 5 personalities. They were fully liberated in individuals. Shukadeva Goswami from his very birth, and the 4 Kumaras, how they became attracted by the qualities of the Lord. But this, as described by Srila Prabhupada in the verse, this word Atma has 7 different synonyms. Atma refers to Brahman, the body, the mind, endeavor, endurance, intelligence, and personal habits. And Arama means one who takes pleasure in these. So anyone who takes pleasure in the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth, like the Shukadeva Goswami, the 4 Kumaras, but also Atmarama can refer to one who takes pleasure in the body, one who takes pleasure in the mind, one who takes pleasure in endeavors, one who takes pleasure in endurance, the intelligence, or personal habits. So this word, Atmarama, this encompasses practically every living entity. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his conclusion, Jivara Surupa Hoi Krishnara Nityadas, that every living entity is eternally the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is all described, of course, in this chapter 24 of the Madhya Lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing to Sanatana Goswami how not only the human beings, but even the cows and birds, they're described also in that way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes many verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he quotes, in this regard, he quotes, "My dear Lord Krishna, where is that woman within the 3 worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythm of the sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute? Who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? Your beauty is the most sublime within the 3 worlds. Upon seeing your beauty, even cows, birds, animals, and trees in the forest become stunned in jubilation." So says the qualities of Lord Krishna captivate and attract everything, living and non-living. Even birds, animals, and trees are attracted to Krishna's qualities. This is the way, and then it goes up to the even to the point of Krishna's incarnations. They are also described in this way as Atmaramas. The word Atma refers to all the different expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One of them is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, and the others are different incarnations or expansions of Krishna. In this way, the explanations continue on, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsa Bhutya, that all living entities, they become attracted to the qualities of Krishna and they become engaged in his service. This is the great attractive features of Krishna, that Krishna is so attractive that even when he was looking in at one pillar in Dwarka, he saw his reflection and even he himself was attracted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advented. One of these reasons, one of the reasons behind his advent was that he wanted to taste the nectar of attraction to himself, his own devotional service. He wanted. So, there's some other interesting quotes. Srila Prabhupada said the Lord can be worshipped in all stages of life. For instance, even in the wombs of their mothers, Maharaj Prahlad and Maharaj Pariksit worshipped the Lord. Even in his very childhood, at the age of only 5 years, Srila worshipped the Lord. And even in full youth, Maharaj Ambarish worshipped the Lord. And at the last stage of his frustration in old age, Maharaj Dhritarashtra worshipped the Lord. Adamiel worshipped the Lord even at the point of death, and Chitraketu worshipped the Lord even in heaven and in hell. This way is described, Krishna's mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Yam Labdha Chaparam Labam Manyate Narikam Tatam, that Krishna, attaining Krishna's consciousness, established was, translation is, established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Yam Labdha, by obtaining that, Chaparam Labam, any other gain, Manyatai Narikam Tata, that he doesn't think of anything else as insignificant. Being situated in such a position, one never is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. This way, Krishna's features, his qualities are so attractive that even great kings, the six, we mentioned six Goswamis, Jakva, Turnam, Asesha, Mandala, Pati, Trainim, Sadat, Tukivat, they gave up everything. Their big position in society, big kings like Maharaj Bharat, he was so respected that the whole earth planet was named after him. The country of India. He had all opulences, all desirable objects of enjoyment like that, whatever one finds enjoyable within this material world. But he gave up everything and then went to the forest. So that's, of course, going to the forest, that's not even recommended in this age that we're staying at. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was inquiring from Ramananda Roy, what is the goal of life, he accepted the version of Ramananda Roy, which writes, Sani Sita Sita Katam Tanavan Manobi. That's whatever position one is in, if he hears the devotional quality, the devotional service, he hears the qualities of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. Whatever one's position is, that can be greatest. So, Atmarama, even the living entities, this is Lochandas.com, he says, Pashi Pashi Gure, Pashana Vidare, Nidara Gunatate. The merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are so merciful, their qualities are so great that even hearing them, that even birds and beasts cry. We read about that in the, as the Lord passed through the Charikanda forest. And Pashana Vidare, the stone-hearted man, he also melts by chanting Hare Krishna. We've seen when we go out on Harinam, sometimes we hear that, of course, most of the people, many, many times the people are intoxicated with their whatever substances they're taking, and they become more intoxicated when they hear the holy names of the Lord, because even they can be called Atmaramas. Their endeavor, they are taking pleasure in their endeavors, their endurance, their personal habits. So in this way, Atmarama can refer to all different types of living entities, even the birds, the beasts. Everyone is attracted by Krishna's qualities, because Krishna is the sum and bonum. Every attractive feature, every quality that we can imagine, that is coming from Krishna. And that one who understands whatever type of attraction, whatever we are attracted to in this world, because every living entity, according to their different environment, their different qualities and their past activities, they have different types of desires. These things are unlimited. So in any situation, karma, sarva karma, sarva karma, they can have different types of, all sorts of different types of desires are there in this material world, but one can become attracted. Everyone can be attracted by Krishna consciousness. One time, there was one nice pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before, when he was doing his scholarly pastimes, before he manifested his qualities as a devotee. One time he was walking down the road and Srivas Thakur saw him walking and he smiled and inquired, "Oh, best of the arrogant, where are you going? Why do you uselessly waste your time by not worshipping Krishna? Why do you spend day and night simply teaching mundane knowledge? Why do people study? Education is only for understanding devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, don't uselessly waste your time any longer. You've studied enough. Now you should worship Krishna." Nimai Pandit smiled and said, "Listen, Pandit, that will certainly be done by your mercy." So after speaking in this way, Mahaprabhu smiled and departed to the bank of the Ganges, where he met his students. Sri Satyananda then sat on the bank of the Ganges with his students surrounded on all sides. Then the very nice description by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that, "I could not describe the beauty of that scene even if I had millions of mouths. There is no comparison in the three worlds. I cannot compare that scene with the moon surrounded by stars, because the moon has spots and it also waxes and wanes. The Lord, however, is eternally complete and spotless. Therefore, a comparison with the moon is unjustified. I cannot compare Nimai with even Brihaspati, because Brihaspati is partial to the demigods. This Lord, however, is partial to everyone, and therefore a comparison with Brihaspati is also unjustified. Nor can I compare Nimai with Cupid, because if Cupid appears in one's heart, that heart becomes agitated. When this Lord appears in one's heart, however, all one's material bondage is destroyed, and his heart becomes pure and happy. Therefore, all these comparisons are improper. But there is one comparison that I can think of. Just as the son of Nanda enjoyed his pastime sitting among the cowherd boys on the bank of the Yamuna, that same Krishna in the form of a Brahmana now enjoyed pastime sitting with those same cowherd boys on the bank of the Ganges. So, in this way, Krishna's qualities can only be compared with his own. There's no other comparison. Because he's all attractive. And the devotee, as he becomes purified, he more and more becomes attracted to those qualities. So much so, I think in the Pandavas and the Yadavas and Gorkha, they became so much attracted by seeing Krishna. The Bhagavatam gives the example, just like gunpowder. And when one spark touches the gunpowder, immediately it just burns so fast to create an explosion or something. But that attractive feature of Krishna is so relishable to the devotee, he can't even think of anything becoming attracted to any other objects within the world. Even up to the point of religiosity, economic development, or of liberation. Bilva Mangala Thakur, he says that these things are all waiting to serve the devotee. So as far as the verses here, the very nice example of how Sanskrit has so many different possibilities of understanding, different meanings are there. The Mayavadis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here conversing with his Prakashananda Saraswati, who are very expert in changing so many different meanings of the words in the Sanskrit Vedanta Sutra, like that, how they're screwing out so many different interpretations. Shankaracharya, he wrote this commentary, Sharirakha Bhasya, that the Mayavadis studied so much. But he himself, gave his opinion that very nice verses there, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Mudamate, Samprapte Sanihite Tale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Drupin Karani. Says, intellectual fools, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda. Your grammatical knowledge and word jugglery will not save you at the time of death. Says, Drupin Karani, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Drupin Karani, refers to the suffixes and prefixes in Sanskrit grammar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada mentioned how the Sanskrit grammar can be studied for 12 years to become a little bit proficient. So Shankaracharya here warns his disciples that if they concern themselves only with the principles of grammar, not worshipping Govinda, they were fools and they would never be saved. So sometimes, of course, this opportunity is there. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he became converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also tried to use his scholarly abilities. He changed the meaning of one verse. He changed the wording of one verse, that Yo Mukti Padesa Daya Bhak, he changed to Yo Mukti Yo Bhakti Padesa Daya Bhak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't approve of this. He said that this Mukti Padesa can also refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the most intelligent, and he can tell how to how these different meanings can be utilized. Just like here, this Atmarama verse that can be explained so many different ways to bring one to the point of devotional service. And this is in contrast with the Mayavadis, who use their ability to juggle words to avoid the devotional service of the personality of Godhead. This is one doubt that came up, that Atmarama can refer to all different living entities and all different even inanimate objects, even living entities not in the bodies of human beings. But there was one type of living entity that was not attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the qualities of the Supreme Lord. That was mentioned by in the 10th canto, that ka uttama shloka gunana vadat, means who cannot be attracted by the Supreme, by the qualities of the Supreme Lord. So the answer is given in the next line, kumandi rajyata bina kashidna. Says that the descriptions of the Lord are right medicine to the conditioned self. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? This this living entity, they can't be detracted. Somehow or other, they don't come. They are not qualified for being attracted to the Lord. Otherwise, there's one nice description in the Nectar Devotion, how Sanskrit words have different meanings. Nice conversation between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, that in the description of the quality of genius. It's described that a person is called a genius when he can refute any kind of opposing element with newer and newer arguments. In this connection, there is a statement in Padyavali which contains the following conversation between Krishna and Radha. One morning when Krishna came to Radha, Radha asked him, "My dear Keshava, where is your vas at present?" This Sanskrit word vas has three meanings. One meaning is residence, one meaning is fragrance, another meaning is dress. Actually, Radharani inquired from Krishna, "Where is your dress?" But Krishna took the meaning of residence, and he replied to Radharani, "My dear captivated one, at the present moment, my residence is in your beautiful eyes." To this, Radharani replied, "My dear cunning boy, I did not ask you about your residence, I inquired about your dress." Krishna then took the meaning of vasa as fragrance and said, "My dear fortunate one, she asked you, where is your vasa?" "My dear fortunate one," Krishna replied, "I have just assumed this fragrance in order to be associated with your body." Srimati Radharani again inquired from Krishna, "Where did you pass your night?" The exact Sanskrit word used in this connection was Jaminiyamushita. Jaminiyam means at night, and Ushita means past. Krishna, however, divided the word Jaminiyamushita into two separate words, namely Yaminya and Mushita. By dividing this word into two, it came out to mean that he was kidnapped by Jamini at night. Krishna therefore replied to Radharani, "My dear Radharani, is it possible that night can kidnap me?" In this way he answered all the questions of Radharani so cunningly that he gladdened his dearest of the gopis. So, Sanskrit is a very rich language. The Srila Prabhupada has given us very nice English translations, given us the Bhaktivedanta purports to explain everything in such a way that we can hopefully one day also become fully attracted by these wonderful qualities of Krishna, that even great personalities like the Four Kumaras, Sukadeva Goswami, and even other living entities, the land of Vrindavan, Everything, all living entities, even the land itself, are as attracted by Krishna, the Yamuna River, Govardhan Hill. Mentioned by Sanatana Goswami that Govardhan Hill is diminishing due to separation from Krishna. So every living entity has the tendency and the qualifications to become attracted by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given us this opportunity through his books. We have to read his books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he discussed this Atmarama verse with his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sanatana Goswami. With the general mass of people, he would engage in kirtan because not everyone is interested in so much philosophical discussion. As far as the conjugal pastimes of Krishna, the intimate pastimes of Krishna, he discussed those with only his most intimate associates, Ramananda Roy, Sri Ramadhar, and you can meet you like that. So somehow or other, whatever qualification we have, we can find somehow become attracted by Krishna and become more and more through the association of devotees, we can develop that attraction for Krishna more and more. Satam prasangam mama virya sambhava avantir karanasayam. One after another, these develop from faith, sadaratir, attraction, and then bhakti, the pure devotion, service, pure love of God, can be developed in this way by hearing and association with devotees. Hare Krishna. Yes. Stop there.
Any question, comments, reflection?
Everything.
I have a question.
All right.
Shankaracharya, Lord Shiva, obeying Krishna in one, in the Bhagavatam, to say, Parthana Krishna, so we know you are the only one who can do it. But point is that while he was composing this Mayavada, also Sasana, he could not control himself. He gave his Bhagavatam, so that's like opposite to Mayavada. So did he follow Krishna's instruction, or his love for Krishna break the service obedience?
If both are there. He followed, he gave us a such sastram. He gave the...
And he also gave them the tools.
Yeah.
So did he do it? Or?
No, love cannot... You cannot... stop love by rules and regulations. Love will always conquer over the rules and regulations. That's just another very famous example of Sanskrit dual word meanings. Is there, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that niyamagraha can be broken up into niyama and agraha, or niyamagraha. That one becomes very enthusiastic to follow the rules and regulations without understanding the purpose behind them, or if one neglects the rules and regulations. So the purport is that the rules and regulations are subservient to the love or remembrance that is that smartajya satatam vishnu vishmartajya najati chit. Sarvavidhi Nishede or Eteo Eva Tinkara, all the rules and regulations that we give different types of injunctions are there, scriptural injunctions. They're all servants. Eteo Eva Tinkara. Tinkara means servant. They're all servants of this principle to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So Shankaracharya, he can't give up that his devotional service under any circumstance. He's following the Lord's instruction to give that Sharirata Bhasha, but that doesn't mean he's going to give up his devotion for the Lord.
Yeah, there will be another question, right?
Sarvevidhi,
if you apply that sloka, then our sampradaya are opposing to Rupa Kaviraj's view of smaran dasa. They do not want to hear or sing no savan kirtan just smaran.
Who is that?
Rupa Kaviraj.
Rupa Kaviraj?
Okay. Yeah. It's still there. The group is still there in Vrindavan or here.
Okay.
So, but Bhaktisiddhanta Guru, our Prabhupada, they emphasize, no, Sravan. Sravan is most important in bhakti, is hearing. So if somebody say, you say, Smartabha, Tatatam Vishnu, so I'm going to just think, I don't want to practice chanting 16 rounds and do all this. Is that okay?
Yes, if you're hearing, then you should follow. Kirtanya Sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this process. He's taught his students from the very beginning of this devotional pastimes as a devotee to that one to chant. He established Haridas Thakur as Namacharya. And Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he had to always engage and chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then he gave the instructions to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan to establish the places of pilgrimage and to write so many books on devotional service. So they wrote so many books on devotional service, and there's a duty. The spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, given us so many of these translations and his own words. So, in chanting the holy name of the Lord, one has to be very careful about the 10 offenses, one of which is guru or bhagya, to neglect the order of the spiritual master, which are given in these books. So if we don't read the books, this is we have to be very careful not to be guilty of this neglecting the order of the spiritual master. Shouldn't neglect the books that are given by but still, he's given that order to chant always, so if one is engaged in chanting, that's also following the order. Any other question? No? What did I say?
Yes.
They always have something to say on the way home. All right. Stop there. Hare Krishna. Glory to Prabhupada.